NC Hospital delivering blood with drones in pioneering medical program. The first ever medical drone delivery program to be approved by the Federal Aviation Administration, FAA, has taken flight at a North California hospital in a pioneering use of devices in the healthcare field. A small white drone last month began delivering samples, including blood, between Raleigh's Wake Med Hospital Surgical Center and the primary testing lab at its main campus. In the following weeks, the supplies made daily flights that professionals hope will eventually transport life-saving products like blood to more rural locations. The flights are conducted through a collaboration with United Parcel Service Ops and California-based drone manufacturer Maternet, and is overseen by North California's Department of Transportation, NCDOT, and the FAA's Unmanned Aircraft Systems Integration Pilot Program. The three-year pilot program seeks to safely test the integration of drones into commercial airspace. The flights use Maternet's M2 quadrocopter drone, which can carry medical payloads of about 5 pounds for more than 12 miles. Each flight begins with a medical professional loading a secure drone container with a medical sample or specimen. In about 3 minutes, it flies up a path to and from a landing pad at Wake Med's main hospital. Collaborators eventually want to take advantage of the drone's full range and ship samples to campuses around Wake County. Dr. Swat Jean, a Wake Med ENT surgeon and director of innovations for the hospital, said his team first considered implementing drone technology after realizing the existing process for transporting blood samples was inefficient. He said lab samples accounted for 70% of what the hospital was shipping through couriers. That's a fine solution in some cases. Well, we've kind of been thinking about how to theoretically, if drone technology was deployable, it could change the way we move things around in our system, he said. Dan Gangon, Ops Vice President of Healthcare and Life Science Strategy, said the high-tech deliveries eliminate insufficiencies in the current systems, like traffic and multiple stops before delivery. The beauty about the drone network is it really cleans up the intra-city congestion, he said. It really ends up being a very efficient solution. The pilot program is the first of its kind in the United States, but Ops and Maternet have launched similar programs overseas, including thousands of delivery flights in Rwanda and Switzerland. Rwanda was a more rural application, and so while we did have some good experience before this project came about, what we didn't have is a good, solid urban solution for the United States, Gagnon said. James Pierce, communications officers at NCDOT, said the department is examining what obstacles medical drone deliveries may pose and how to overcome them. We're figuring out things like the safety of the drone as it flies over people, he said, as well as how does a blood sample do when it's being flown by a drone at 200 to 300 feet. The FAA said it has looked at some of those potential obstacles in an email statement. The agency said it granted the required waiver after reviewing safety practices at the Transportation Department, Maternet, and Wake Med. If the pilot program is successful and the FAA grants more drone freedom, the collaborators plan to use the devices for more tasks. The next planned step is food delivery in Holly Springs, NC, and then medical deliveries at rural hospitals. We've got the systems of hospitals that are hundreds of miles apart, and it can take hours to get supplies and equipment from place to place, Pierre said.